Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, Jesus Christ is the same. I'm so glad to know that He's the same and that He doesn't change. What He did for someone in the past, He can do for someone today, and He will do it for another tomorrow, whether in the same condition or under the same circumstances or not. Hallelujah. I love Jesus so much. There's not like Him. There's not like Him. It's so good to become you once again. And today I want us to continue what we started yesterday. I believe and I hope and pray that you did pray for all ministers around the world. Ministers do need your prayers. They need your prayers. You may have been born again just recently, but you still have to pray for the minister of God to get boldness and confidence to share the word of God, and so that the person will be protected and the word of God that we share will speed on and have influence. You see, it will have influence on the hearts of men, change their lives. The Bible says that in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The word of God grew and prevailed upon the hearts of men. Pray that the word of God will prevail. The word of God that we share will prevail. It will not be history in people's minds, you know, but will have a great place in their hearts. Hallelujah. That's how to pray for ministers. Now, we are examining how to pray for saints. And yesterday I read a scripture to you in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15 to verse 23. Today I want us to look at another one that Paul prayed for his people. It's actually the prayers of the Spirit. We're still talking about the prayers of the Spirit, you know. And when you read in Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, it says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you." We heard that you have received the word of God. It says, "We do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." These are very, very heavy, heavy statements. Okay, I'm going to explain everything to you one by one. It says, "I pray that you might walk worthy," verse 10, "of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father," hallelujah, "which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son." Hallelujah. There's another prayer of Paul, another prayer of the Spirit for you and I. Let's look at Philippians chapter 1 verse 9 and see another side to it. Now, if you're examining what I'm reading to you, they are very, 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 very powerful words that you must pray for yourself on a continuous basis, every single day. This is the backbone of growth. If you are praying these scriptures for yourself, you'll be shocked at what will be happening to you. You'll be shocked that you are growing. You'll be growing in the Spirit. You'll be growing leaps and bounds. Hallelujah. You realize that a lot of things are falling into place. Things that didn't look so good to you, you see, will start looking good to you. Very good things, very spiritual things which made no meaning to you will start making meaning to you. Hallelujah. You see, in Philippians chapter 1 verse 9, it says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more, in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." Hallelujah. This is another prayer. It says, "I pray that your love may abound yet more and more, in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ." Then it says, "I pray that you be filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory of God and praise of God." Hallelujah. Now, when you read in Colossians chapter 4 verse 12, there's another one in Colossians 4:12 that I want to show to you. I said we are going to examine them practically line by line, every single one of them. I'm just giving you the overview. Okay, Colossians 4:12. It says, "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, and he is always laboring fervently for you in prayer." So Epaphras was a minister of God, and he was praying for the Colossian church. Okay, "Always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God." Says, "I pray that you may stand perfect," or mature and complete, "in all the will of God." This is another prayer of the Spirit for you and I. And it says, "For I bear him record that he has a great zeal for you and them that are in Laodicea and them in Hierapolis." You know, Epaphras prayed for them so much, he even fell sick. Amazingly, he had great zeal for the people and was always praying these prayers for them. Hallelujah. These are very, very essential prayers, and I want us to examine them as the days go by. I love you very much. We'll start examining them tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.